You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 24 and verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Brethren, the power for life and for ministry does not come from running around. For the apostles to be equipped with power for the very work that God had called them, all they needed to do was to tarry. All they needed to do was to wait. The concept that we are hearing today, where men are telling us how they are running everywhere, sowing seed into different ministries in order to tap their power, in order to tap their anointing, is very strange to the gospel. Just look at it. How would God call a man and God will not equip that man with what he needs to fulfill that call? Can you show me one precedence of such in the Bible, where God called a man and God did not equip that man? Is there anywhere Moses was running about looking for power? Do we have example of Samson seeking power? Even while he was sleeping with prostitute, power was available for Samson until his iniquity became full and reveal his secret to Delilah. When you look at our Lord Jesus Christ, did you see anywhere Jesus was sowing seed to look for anointing or to look for power? Did you see anywhere Peter was begging Jesus for power? Did you see where Paul had to come to Peter and say, please give me of your power, give me of your anointing? Brethren, these things are strange. They are not part of the heritage of the kingdom of God. They are not part of the gospel. And a lot of people have come to believe this. That is why these men are bringing very strange spirit to the body of Christ. Because by the time you travel to South Africa, you travel to Brazil, you travel to Mozambique, you travel to Nigeria, you just go everywhere sowing useless seeds to men in the name of collecting the anointing. When we read very clearly, when Simeon tried to do such a thing, that Peter said, may you perish with your money. Today they are saying it boldly in the face of believers, and nobody is querying it. I want to warn you, dear brothers and sisters, if you are sitting down and hearing such a man, you are endangering your spirit. If such a man is the man you are hearing, you are opening your spirit man to hear such a man, you are endangering your walk with God. These men carry all forms of strange spirits, strange demonic anointings. We do not serve a God that calls a man and does not equip that man. No precedence of such in the Bible. Why would God call me and I need to be running to men of God to be sowing seed to have what they have? Why would God not equip me for the assignment he had called me? I didn't call myself. He said, you did not choose me. He said, I chose you. Why should it now be my own concern to be looking for anointing? Why should it be my problem to be looking for power? Even among human beings, did you see a standard military organization where they will recruit a man and they will train him, prepare him, but they are not going to provide weapons for him? He has to go and buy weapons. He has to be begging everywhere for weapons. Have you seen an army organization like that in the world? How much more the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Brethren, beware of such men. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, you can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.